Right, okay, let's play Oh, What's Occurring? Yeah. It's a download special.
Oh, What's Occurring?
It was download this weekend. It's a rock festival. Lots of people went. Radio 1 was there. If you were there, or if you wanted to be there, listen tonight to Radio 1 between 9 and 10. It's at Donington, the UK's biggest rock festival. And all the highlights are there tonight, 9 till 10. And on the rock show this evening, midnight till 4 a.m. So our friend Adam the Rat was there. We should probably say hello to our contestant first. Hi, Sabina.
Hi.
You're right.
I'm good, thank you.
Today, Becky isn't here and you're playing against Kevin, who is Artie and Glee. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good weekend, Sabina?
Yes,
I'm
good, thank you.
What did you do?
I've been revising and reading and I bought an antique magazine rack.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Excellent. And how many flowers are in your life today?
Well, my mum bought some peonies, so there's quite a few.
So there's quite a few?
Yeah.
Okay. And with the antique magazine rack, what magazines are you putting in there? Heat?
I've got Lula magazine in there at the moment.
What's that?
Lula, do you not know it? It's a really, really good magazine. I love it. It's got loads of flowers in it and really pretty dresses and stuff. It's really pretty and girly.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check out Lula. Are you aware of that, Kevin?
I always get my dresses from there.
Okay, cool. So he knows, he's on board with that already. Anyway, so it was download this weekend. Our friend Adam the Rat was there doing some Oh, What's Occurring action for us. Here is your first situation today.
AC/DC have just played. So with that in mind, I thought I'd try a little experiment. See how many people could spell out the name of tonight's headliners.
So here are some fans. Can you spell AC/DC? He asked 8 fans at download. Bear in mind, this is late in the day at the festival. A few pints had been consumed. Mm-hmm. My question to you, first of all, Kevin.
Yes.
How many ACD fans could spell AC/DC? Out of 8.
Okay, I might be a bit optimistic. I'm going to go with 5.
Kevin says 5. Sabina.
I'm going to say 7.
You think 7 out of 8?
She scares me.
Why?
She sounds intimidating.
Well, Sabina.
I'm going to lose.
You're not. It's fine. Okay, so you're saying 7. Kevin's saying 5. Let's find out. Here are some AC/DC fans at the Download Festival this weekend trying to spell AC/DC.
So what, did you see AC/DC?
Yeah, amazing. I've got a question. Can you spell AC/DC?
The letter A, the letter C, the letter D, the letter C, but with a forward slash between the two.
Super precise. Can you spell AC/DC?
I can indeed, AC/DC.
Can you spell AC/DC? How do you spell AC/DC?
AC/DC.
It's good. You spell it in an accent. We like that.
C. B.
Can you spell AC/DC?
A. C.
Hello, what are you looking at?
What?
How do you spell AC/DC? See, people look at me like it's a trick question.
Why do you want to ask me?
Can you spell AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Amazing. Judging by the way you were walking, I really didn't think you were going to get that. So my question is, can you spell AC/DC?
It's A-C.
D-C. C.
But there's a lightning bolt halfway through. It's quite complicated. And I've actually got it written on my knuckles, if you see.
Oh my God. They're not lying. They have in... Unfortunately, in marker rather than Indian ink, but...
This is not going to be used on Super Street, is it? It's not, is it?
Oh, my God.
I've been busted.
Wow. See, they know about Super Street, a download. I like that. Well, Kevin, 5 people managed to spell AC/DC correctly, and your answer was 5.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Yay!
Beginner's luck.
What do you mean, yay, Sabina? You didn't win.
Oh.
I'm saying well done.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Next one.
Oh! occurring?
Sabina?
Yeah?
Are you aware of 3 inches of Blood?
What?
3 inches of Blood, the band?
No.
Kevin?
No, I don't know.
This is what they sound like.
Mm-hmm. Have you done the music?
Yeah. You done any versions of their song on Glee?
Probably next season. This sounds,
excellent. Yeah. Put that down. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this band...
Like cheese.
Most rock stars do. Are 3 inches of Blood cheese connoisseurs? That's what I want to know. So, we gave 3 inches of Blood 5 types of cheese. Mm-hmm. I want to know how many they could correctly identify blindfolded. Okay, so that's your question. Next one, what's Kerry? Let's start with Sabina. 5 types of cheese. How many could 3 inches of Blood correctly identify with a blindfold?
2.
Oh, you're saying 2.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin.
That's a nice answer. Solid. I'm going to go with 1.
1.
1.
Okay. Here we go.
Adam Durrett at Download Festival 2010. I'm in the backstage catering area with Mr. Cam Pipes from 3 Inches of Blood. How you doing?
I am doing very wet.
Are you a cheese fan?
I like certain kinds.
I think you're going to do well here. So yeah, I've got 5 different cheeses, and we're going to blindfold you and ask you to try and identify them.
Okay, let's do it. Just don't put anything other than cheese in my mouth. So.
Well, actually, I do have some black olive crackers if you would like to accompany your cheese.
I'll try the cheese on its own and, you know, see if I can do well. Like.
Okay, so Sabina says 2, Kevin says 1. Let's go.
Okay, here's the first cheese. It's quite a big piece. You don't have to eat it all.
I recognize that. Cheddar?
That's right. This is real English cheddar.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, well, let's see. Are you ready for cheese 2?
Yes.
Now, this is an interesting cheese.
Interesting.
I don't think Cam liked that cheese.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that was?
Red Leicester.
Bing! He got it.
No way.
Yeah, Red Leicester.
I know, just a stab in the dark.
Yeah, well done. He got it. Okay, so cheese 3.
Oh, Wensleydale.
Absolutely correct. What? Here comes cheese number 4.
Stilton.
All right, so you ready for your final piece of cheese?
Yeah. This is where the joke's on me, right? I'm thinking this is where the joke is and that I get something that's not cheese.
I promise you, Cam.
Why? This is the punchline right here.
There's no punchline. All right, anyway, here's the final piece of cheese, and it really is cheese made from cheese ingredients.
And it's got kind of an outer shell. Is that brie?
Bing!
5...
Thank you very much, Cam. It's been a pleasure.
Can I ask you one thing, though? How does this relate to rock music?
I think it doesn't.
So this is kind of a special, just experimental piece.
Are you okay there, Kevin?
That's ridiculous.
Why?
Who knows any of that beyond brie and cheddar?
Cam does. He is a cheese connoisseur. You see, on stage... In the tour bus.
Oh, Wensleydale.
Yeah, what is Wensleydale?
Wensleydale is an amazing cheese. You need to get more cheese in your life, Kevin.
I love cheese. This is just...
Do you not know...
This is embarrassing on my part.
Do you not know what Wensleydale is?
I don't.
It's a taste sensation. Oh, my God. Oh. We should have bought some for your birthday.
Cheese. Here's some cheese.
Oh, no, I would have been happy with that if that was right.
Wensleydale.
Sabina?
Yay!
Yeah, you won that one. One
well
more
done.
To go.
I didn't know rock stars like cheese.
What's occurring?
Say again.
I didn't know rock stars like cheese.
They love it, Sabina. It's on all their riders. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. You know Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their most famous song goes like this. We have edited this a little bit.
Tell me. you tell me. I won't do what 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 you tell me. I won't do what
you can hear the edit in there if you listen carefully. Now, do you think Rage fans will go along with this? Do you think they won't do as you tell them? Adam the Rat put this to the test at Download just before Rage went on stage. He told 7 Rage fans to do various things. How many of them would do as he told them? Or maybe they would rage against Adam's machine. What do you think? Sabina?
How many would do it? I'll say 3.
3.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Now I'm completely thrown off. That cheese just really...
It really is. You should see his face. He's shocked. He doesn't know what to do.
I don't know. I was so competitive. Okay, I'm going to go with 7.
7?
Yeah. Is that bad? Do you think I should change it?
Don't... No, you're playing against her.
Rock fans seem to be quite good at these tests.
You're right. Well done. Yeah, 7.
I'll 7. 7. Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Let's see. Adam the Rat puts it to the test at Download. Rage are about to go on stage. He tells them to do some various things. How many of them would do as he told them?
So, are you guys fans of Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Would you mind if we did the rest of this interview with you answering the questions while you drink your beer?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, what song are you looking forward to the most?
Calling in the name of.
Thanks so much. Would you mind very much if you were to just swap headgear for a sec? Just, yeah, that's it. So if you put the tinsel on and then you wear the hat, are you looking forward to Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fans?
Yep, big time.
Which song are you most looking forward to Rage Against the Machine playing?
Sleep Now on the Fire.
Okay, and the same question, but can you do it while squatting?
Yeah, Sleep Now on the Fire.
Are you looking forward to Rage?
Yeah, I call him, man.
You big fans?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of times before.
Can I ask you to tell me the name of your favourite Rage Against the Machine song, but pronounced backwards?
Yeah. Track.
Is that bomb track back? So what would bomb track backwards be?
Kras. Bomb track.
No, that's just bomb track forward.
Crack bombs.
Does that count? I mean, they didn't succeed, but they were trying to do exactly what I asked them. I'd like you to take a picture of me. I'm telling you to take a photo. Telling him. He's doing. Oh, well, it's got someone else in the picture. But they're all doing it. They're all taking photos of me. Are you guys all Rage Against the Machine fans?
Yeah.
You all did exactly what I told you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Come here, please. In fact, no, come here now. I'm ordering you to come. I'm telling you, come here. Just come here. Who was Christmas number one?
Rage Against the Machine!
Wow, so all the Rage fans did exactly what Adam told them. Wow. Sabina?
Yeah?
You have lost on today's Oh What's Occurring.
Oh, wow.
But it's different because Kevin's here and it's his birthday, and even though he did win, I would have let him win anyway because it's his birthday.
No, we can't. No, we can't go soft. You get it.
No. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh. Thank you.
Do we want some more of Sabina tomorrow? Yes, we do.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
What happens, basically, is normally if the person loses, then they're off the game. But I think we should get...
She's so nice.
She is nice.
She likes flowers.
Do you want to come back tomorrow, Sabina?
If you'll have me.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yay. Say bye to Kevin, then.
Bye.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
Can I say something again?
Oh, God, what?
Kevin, could you say hi to my friend Jo, because she loves Glee?
What was her name?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for watching Glee.
Amazing.
You have a lovely friend.
Okay, Sabina, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ooh, Download special of Oh What's Occurring. Well, thank you for coming in today. I know that you listen to Radio 1 on Sirius a lot in America.
I do.
And you come in and it's in the basement.
Well, it's...
It's still Radio 1, though.
Fancy clocks and whatnot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we do have fancy clocks. That's true. Do you know what you should actually do, by the way? Your character in Croatian is brilliant. I went to Croatia recently.
Oh, my God.
And it is incredible. Your voice is... Yeah, you speak in Croatian. Obviously, it's dubbed over.
Perfect.
But it's really good. Get that in your life.
Yeah, I need it in my life.
You need that. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Finally, lovely to meet you. Kevin,
likewise.
Who plays Artie, and it's the season finale tonight of Glee. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
See
Enjoy the rest of the time in your UK. Bye.